Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Who gives a shit what other companies are doing? People should be watching Impact Wrestling. We might be the best weekly episodic wrestling show on all of television.
Sammy Callahan, the Death Machine, is back!
Callahan returns, and enacts his revenge on Moose, the man who broke Callahan's leg last year.
Now arriving on Cultaholic Island.
I am here. I'm on the desert island. I couldn't be doing better.
Congratulations on the new tattoo. Where's Howard? Can we see Howard? There he is.
Why wouldn't I get a Howard the Duck tattoo? That's the real question.
So was it because you on Twitter you put because why not? So is Howard the Duck the tattoo many years in the making?
It's something I've wanted to get since I was a kid. Howard the Duck. Randomly as a kid, I probably watched on VHS more than any other movie in the history of ever. It was my dad and mom's favorite movie. They passed away a couple years ago. It's just something that means something to me, and I don't care what any of the haters say. Howard the Duck's one of the greatest movies of all time. But on a side note, when you really think about it as an adult, she totally hooked up with that duck, and it was like a total normal thing. It wasn't even looked at as like this alien duck. First night they get together, okay.
They don't question it. It's just what happens.
It's not questioned at all, and that's what bothers me the most.
What's exciting is, am I right in thinking that Howard the Duck has popped up in a Marvel movie now, which therefore makes him eligible for the MCU?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, I hate the CGI. You give me real Howard the Duck made with movie magic. I don't want these I'm so sick of the CGI characters. I am a practical effects guy. I want that practical effect movie magic. I don't want that CGI stuff. It doesn't even look like Howard the Duck. It looks like Duckman. I don't know if you guys got Duckman.
We got Duckman. Yeah, we got Duckman.
It came on after Raw all the time. Watched all the time. But that's what the new Howard the Duck looks like. Upsetting.
And that was part of the charm of Howard the Duck, the original film, was not only was it a really fun film, but it was the makeup and the prosthetics and all of that was used that really makes it leap off the page. Because I know you're a Turtles fan as well, and those original Turtles movies had the same thing.
They're like, oh, the CGI looks more realistic. No, it doesn't. The original Ninja Turtles look real. As a kid, I thought they were real entities that I could go and meet one day. I didn't think they were people in suits. I thought they were real people.
And you lose that when it's CGI because you know, even as a young kid, you know, well, that's not really there.
You do. CGI, even in Marvel movies, I'm a big Marvel movie fan. Like so many Marvel movies now, you get taken out of it. It's like everything's CGI. Just teach someone to do a backflip. Just do a flip.
Do a power roll, damn it. Now, your arms, they're tributes to great TV and movie licenses and franchises over the years. With Howard the Duck, you saw the Mighty Ducks there as well. I know you've got the Marshmallow Man there. You've got Elvira represented. Do you have... Oh, Mufasa.
You did your homework.
I did my homework. I spent a long time looking at your arms, Sammy. Mufasa on your arm as well. I think it's Mufasa.
I do. I have Mufasa on my arm. I have... the gargoyle, one of the rock dogs from terror dogs from Ghostbusters. I have the pumpkin from the Halloween franchise. Everything on me means something. I have lines from a little known digital underground song that was in a movie called Nothing But Trouble. If you haven't seen it, go out of your way to look it up. But everything on my body isn't just, this would be a cool tattoo. No, they all mean something to me.
Because that's the thing with tattoos is that I've got friends that get tattoos and they do the whole thing of just going, oh, you point at one in the tattoo place. You go, I'll have that one, the skull with flames coming out of it. I like yours because they clearly have significance and they are of something, you know, like it, whether it's Mufasa, whether it's the pumpkin, they all mean something. What's the next one? Have you got a choice yet?
The next one, I've been wanting to get this one for a while, and every time, I don't know why I don't end up getting it, but I really want to get the Andy Cap Hot Fries mascot with the little Scottish hat.
Oh.
It, long story, my grandma used to eat Andy Cap's Hot Fries every day, like they are nothing to be like, oh, they're not hot. They're not hot. And also, they're one of my favorite treats, so that's going to be one of the next ones, 100%.
I love that. Because I don't know, when was the last time you were in the UK, Sammy?
I think like when I was over there for MediaCon, it was something. I was coming over to the UK at one point, like every 2 to 3 weeks.
You were here loads for a bit.
The travel, man. Like, it's one of those things, like, I've become domesticated over the years. I like being home with my dog. I like being in my nice, cushy house. I like being able to do my own routine. Like when I was younger, it was amazing, but it got to the point, it was like being away that longer, just going and living on someone's couch in England. It was great when I was younger, but as a grown real ass Sammy Callahan, it's one of those things like
it just doesn't happen as often. It doesn't happen as often.
I'll get back eventually, but everything I do in my career now outside of Impact, I want to be special. I don't want it to be just, oh, he's just another guy doing indie stuff. Everything I do, like even when I don't even wrestle on my Wrestling Revolver shows that often. I just recently wrestled on my first Revolver show in years only because me and Moxley were teaming up. That's something special.
Yeah.
I don't want to just ever be just another guy, another person, another wrestler on the scene. I always want to be special in every single thing I do.
Well, next time you do find yourself in the UK, I'm looking off to the left because I've got a picture here that I want to show you, because I'm in the northeast of England, which is near, sort of near towards Scotland way. And here in the UK, there's a place called Hartlepool, and that is sort of the spiritual home of Andy Capp, because it was based on a comic strip. And in Hartlepool, you can find a human-sized stone statue of Andy Capp.
This is everything I need in my life.
And I thought that would set your soul on fire. I'm trying to see if I can actually show you it on the screen. I don't know whether I can do a...
Technology!
Technology is a thing! I will have to screen share. If I share my screen, I can show you here. I've got nothing lewd on there. If I know I haven't, that's fine. So, there... I don't know whether you can see that.
Oh, now I need that in my front yard.
There he is. There's Andy Capp from Andy Capp's Fries.
This is how stupid I am, though. I didn't even know Andy Capp was like a thing overseas. I thought it was like an Americanized, fictitious version of a Scottish character.
He's a northerner, and it's these cute comic strips about him complaining about his wife and him going to the pub. It's a really lovely serial. I love the fact that over in America, he's got his own brand of crisps. You didn't know he was a comic book. I didn't know he was chips. So we've all learned something today.
And when you look at the world really is a small place. How did it go from being a comic strip and like you guys never getting the crisps, you guys never getting the hot fries. In America, we have zero clue. At least I didn't. Maybe I'm just dumb.
Well, the more you know, now you know. There he is. So next time you're in the Northeast,
knowledge is power.
Hartlepool. Don't stay there too long. You might get mugged. But definitely.
Hey, I stayed in Birkenhead for 3 months.
Oh, you'll be fine then.
Yeah, I'll be fine. One time in Birkenhead, we were coming home from the pub, and I'm not even playing. We got chased home by like 25, probably 8 to 14-year-olds. I could have taken 8, 9 of them. But like there was 15 or 20 of them. They started following us. And then another one would come out and another one come out, another one come out. And the guy that was on the tour with me was like, I think we should run. I think some stuff's about to go down.
Strength in numbers, isn't it? That's what it is. It's just strength in numbers and stuff like that.
And I could take out at least 10, 8 to 12 year olds.
Did you look at the ones running towards you and go, I could take you. Probably take you. Did you have in your head like a battle plan?
Looking because it started, we were walking home and then like one or two was following. I was like, oh, they're going the same way. Like, then there's like 6 of them. Then I was like, then there's like 10 of them. I was like, oh, this is going to end badly for me.
Well, thankfully, no Birkenhead-based youths on our desert island today. Instead, you have a DVD containing three matches that you would love to watch to keep you amused whilst you are there, Sammy. Matches that have got some key significance to you, maybe. Matches that just inspire you as a wrestling fan. They could be some of your own. They could be from any promotion, anytime, anywhere. We'll go through them as we chat today. What would you like your first one to be, Sammy Callahan?
I'm not going to be vain and pick my own. What kind of person picks their own damn matches?
James Storm. James Storm did.
Sorry about his damn luck. I ain't choosing one of my own matches. Number one, by far, 1995. Terry Funk versus Cactus Jack, King of the Death matches. Not for so much of the match itself, but it's a spectacle. It's something at the time specifically, like no one had ever seen anything like that. I remember the first time getting my hands on that as a kid, like it changed my entire outlook on what professional wrestling is, and I fell in love with it. That's number one.
As a wrestling fan then, where were you before that? Like what was some of the things that you loved before you watched Funk and Cactus?
See, I like the WWF, but I was a WCW kid where I grew up in Ohio, like from probably, I got into wrestling probably like the early 1990s. I was like 4 or 5 years old because my brothers and my family liked it. They grew out of it. I didn't. But I was always a WCW fan. And then I remember my older brothers had friends that were getting tape traded, VHS tapes. And we started getting them around the house. And one of the first ones we ever got was that crazy match between Terry Funk and Cactus Jack. And I remember putting it, my brother's like, oh, watch this. Cause I remember, I think it was like 1997 maybe when I saw it, but I had randomly got an old VHS tape of a flea market from Royal Rumble 95. And that was like my go-to for a while. Still to this day, one of my favorite Royal Rumbles. I don't care what anyone says. Maybe it's something deep down, but Royal Rumble 95, something about it. But I remember I put that tape in, not knowing what to expect. They're like, oh, Cactus Jack's on it. I knew Cactus Jack from WCW. And then I was like, what is this? And I was already a big horror fan. My family are big horror movie fans. And I was like, this is everything I want it to be. The only thing that would be better if a shark was wrestling, because I was really... But it wasn't a shark, but it was equally as brutal.
You talk about being a horror fan. Killer Kelly on the roster now. We had her on the show the other week, and she's
her vignettes
massive...
are mind blowing.
Oh, great. Aren't they great? It's just they just pop off the page.
I'm jealous. Why not me? Why is this not me?
Have you got a chance to talk horror movies with Killer Kelly yet?
I haven't. I've known her for years through other people, and I've got a chance to like chit chat with her. I was blown away when Impact Wrestling got their hands on her. I think she's someone that can be an asset to any company that she works for, and just proves once again that Impact Wrestling by far has the best knockouts women's division in all of wrestling right now. I don't care if it's WWE, I don't care if it's AEW, I don't care if it's overseas. Impact Wrestling, without a doubt, probably has the best women's wrestling in all of wrestling right now.
It's an incredibly eclectic division
because,
as well.
I work there. That's facts. Like, look at the track record. Look at the matches that our knockouts are putting on. They're absolutely unreal. Deonna Purrazzo, male, female, anything you identify as, one of the best technical wrestlers on the planet.
Absolutely. And that's what I love about that roster is that it's not just like a one size fits all division. It is eclectic. You have different skill sets that come in all the time, and they're from all over the world and all different disciplines. That's what makes it the best. It is quite simply that. But it's not just about the women's division, the knockouts division and Impact. There's the X division, and then there's yourself, where you and Moose have spent the last couple of months rolling back the years, bringing some hardcore goodness to us. The Monsters Ball match. Can I say thank you? Because you brought back a key element of the Monsters Ball match that had almost been lost to the annals of time, right? And you know where I'm going. I'm hoping you know where I'm going, because the initial Monsters Ball matches involved the competitors staying locked away for 24 hours with no water. And then that sort of shtick, that part of it got forgotten. And then there's you and Moose.
I'm not sure that's something that The Office was thinking of when they're like Monsters Ball for Slammiversary. But I remember it was one of my first matches coming back from injury. I was like, yo, I got to be locked in a room for 24 hours. Like me locked in a room for 24. I wish I was there, to be honest, still. Like I would have lived there. I would have stayed there forever. But I am a big TNA fan. Anyone that knows me, even before anywhere else I wanted to go in the wrestling world, I watched the very first TNA pay-per-view live by chance as a high schooler. And from that moment, I was like, oh, this is the place I want to be.
So that must have been really special then, getting to do the Monsters Ball match.
any of those old Monsters Ball, Lockdown, King of the Mountain, Ultimate X, any chance I got a chance to be in one of those matches is like a bucket list match off the list of the death machine.
It was the Clockwork Orange House of Fun recently at Against All Odds. Raven on commentary for that one, the guy that invented the whole thing. Did you get a chance to hear Raven's thoughts, speak to Raven about it before or after?
Before and after. Luckily, I had a great couple conversation with Raven, and he told us, like, yo, like, that brought the brutality of that match to the next level. Like, he was blown away. And to have a guy like that created a match give you that piece of that chip off of everything, that's something that, like, no one can take that away from you. That's like no matter what Raven is in the world of professional wrestling now, he's a legend that created that match, and having his approval goes a long way.
Absolutely. That's his match as well. So we go from Clockwork Orange House of Fun and all the way back again to 1995, Cactus Jack and Terry Funk, one of the matches that inspired you and your first match for your Desert Island. What would you like your second one to be, Sammy?
I have to say an Impact TNA match now. It's a match that I still to this day go back and look at, like, anytime I need some inspiration for something. It was from the first Lockdown pay-per-view. It was Abyss versus AJ Styles, which in my opinion still might be the best cage match of all time.
So why that one? I mean, obviously the best cage match ever, but what is it about that one that really sticks out when you think about it? Is there a
structure of the
moment?
Formula? It wasn't like a typical cage match. They started it before the bell even rang. AJ went to the ring first. Abyss is coming down all tough, doing his little Abyss pose. And before he even got to the door, seeing AJ Styles do a front flip out the cage door was something like I had never seen in professional wrestling at the time. And I don't think it had been done before that. And just the creativity and everything, like, that match changed how people look at cage matches. I 100% agree with that.
We saw AJ Styles pop up at Slammiversary, which was a surreal Forbidden Door moment.
I didn't even know about it.
Did you not?
I did not know about it.
So was that really on the QT that AJ Styles was going to be popping up?
It was. We were all in the back watching it in Gorilla, and I remember I had, like, snuck out for some reason to, like, see some stuff from the crowd. Because a lot of times on shows, I like to sneak somewhere where no one can see me because I like to experience the show live. Like, there's nothing like experiencing a wrestling show live compared to watching it on a monitor. And I remember I was, like, sitting there, and I was, like, chilling and having a good time. And then it came on screen. I was like, who is it? That's AJ Styles. I was like, absolutely. Like, the amount of people that they got to do videos for that just shows the lasting impact that Impact Wrestling has had on the entire wrestling world. Like, people want to talk about wrestling companies making stars. Impact Wrestling's made more stars than 90% of the other wrestling companies on the planet.
People do forget that. They really do. And I'm glad that the Slammiversary that we had was more about rolling back the years and remembering those stars rather than because the last couple of years, sort of Slammiversary very much became like, oh, who's going to debut? And I love the fact that this year was like, actually, we've got a brilliant archive and potted history of our own that we should be celebrating and endorsing. You are yourself a former Impact Wrestling champion. And when did that feel? Because that came after your run in NXT, you've done other things and you made your way to Impact Wrestling. Was there vindication in becoming a world champion after your
100%
NXT run?
But, like, that's never good enough for a guy like me. I'm a very goal oriented person. Sure, that was one goal, but it's like, what do you do after that? What do you do to continue your legacy? What do you do to continue to stay relevant? Like, that was just another thing that I can add to my list of resume of championships and accolades I've had around the world. Like, I still don't think that's good enough. I'm still looking for the next thing to keep people talking. And I think every 6 months I do something that keeps my name in people's mouths.
So in terms of NXT and talking about WWE very briefly, of course, we are talking today just days after the news of Vince McMahon's retirement from WWE. What's been sort of the conversation around that within the Impact Wrestling locker room of Vince McMahon finally stepping away?
I think it's one of those things, who gives a shit what other companies are doing? I'm a person that waves that banner harder than anyone else. Like, people should be watching Impact Wrestling. I think we've proven over the past 4 years with the new regime that we might be the best weekly episodic wrestling show on all of television. And it wasn't something that just happened overnight. Change doesn't happen overnight. Like, sure, in the early 2010s, like, Impact TNA left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth. But I think finally, like, we've had our diehard fans, but I think more people are turning the channel and realizing that we have one of the best rosters in all of wrestling right now. And it's one of those things, like, I don't think our roster really gives a damn what other companies are doing. We're the island of misfit toys, and we're going to do things our way, and people are going to like it or they're not going to like it. And at the end of the day, I think it's one of those things, like, each and every week, I think we're getting more and more and more fans to turn that channel and see exactly why we are one of the best wrestling products in the world today.
And what's amazing, and I love that turn of phrase, the island of misfit toys, and it's so true, because you see people who make their way to Impact from other places, and you wonder, like, what's going to happen here? And a great example is a guy that you're at loggerheads with at the moment. We're talking Steve Macklin. And Steve Macklin was, you know, almost quite literally as well as metaphorically forgotten where he was previously. And he has turned up in Impact, and he has had a renaissance as such. Now, obviously, you, as I say, you guys at loggerheads, but you've even got to confess there's a lot to like about what Steve Macklin's doing at the moment.
100%. And Macklin's a guy I've known for probably almost 10 years at this point. Like, we came up in that developmental system together, like, really dig in the trenches. And he's a guy we may not see eye to eye on a lot of things, but Macklin, I think, shown everyone, like, why he's one of the most underrated dudes in wrestling right now. Dude's a hoss. Dude is awesome in the ring. He's aggressive. He looks awesome. He has an awesome backstory. How people can't make money off him before he came to Impact Wrestling blows my mind. It's just another win for Impact Wrestling. I think that's one thing Impact does better than anyone. They let people be themselves and, like, do their art form and do their style of professional wrestling. And they're either going to succeed by that or fail by that. It's not something like Impact's like, you're gonna do this, you gotta do that. No, they're like, what is your vision? And they allow you to fail or succeed by your vision. I think that's one of the reasons I love Impact Wrestling the most, is because they're the only company that lets Sami Callihan be Sami Callihan the way Sami Callihan should be.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Together for the first time in over 10 years, I give you the team of Sami Callihan and John Moxley. They are the Switchblades!
Veda, I've got goosebumps! The Switchblades reformed the Wrestling Revolver. We told you Cage of Horrors was going to be something special. And tonight, we aim to make good on that promise. Jon Moxley, Sami Callihan, together again.
Coming up to a year since you got back up and running after the pandemic. What's changed about the way that you run Wrestling Revolver since pre-pandemic days?
You just look at our production alone. I think we have the best production in all of independent wrestling right now. We're the only place where you might see stars from Impact Wrestling, AEW guys right off WWE television. I think by far, there's a lot of great independent wrestling companies on the planet today. But if you haven't checked out the Wrestling Revolver, it truly is wrestling for our generation, by our generation, because I'm a promoter that don't go, this is the way it's going to be. No, we are a melting pot. We are a buffet of professional wrestling. You like comedy? We got comedy. You like action? We got action. You like Lucha Libre? We got Lucha Libre. You like hardcore? We got hardcore. You like technical wrestling? We got technical wrestling. And I think we're the only one of the only independent wrestling that hits every single niche and style professional wrestling, because I let guys that I book, I don't book talent that I don't think can't go or can't be presentable. I book talent that I believe in and I can trust and be like, yo, what do you want to do? What is your best way of presenting yourself? And I think that's why Wrestling Revolver in the last year has blown up the way it has.
So you are reunited with Jon Moxley as part of Wrestling Revolver. You're doing it all over again on August the 21st in Dayton, Ohio. Now, you and Jon have had separate rocky paths over the past few years, but you found each other once again. How was that first time back together with Moxley? You know, looking back when you were the crew and the journey that you took from there, then you have to do your own things. How was that first time back in the ring with Mox?
Oh, it was great. And it was supposed to happen this past October, right when we came back from COVID. But like, you know, I broke my damn leg. But I think that made it that much better. It made it that much more bittersweet. It's one of those things, like when we talk about what we want to present to people, is like, we're punk rock. Like, you don't know where we might show up. You don't know what we're going to do. And we're not going to allow any company to tell us what we're going to do. We have the Switchblades trademarked. We have so much different stuff. People thought it might be a one-time thing, but it's one of those things, like, that's our vision and we're going to do whatever the hell we want to do with it. We're not going to allow anyone else to get their hands on that.
As it should be. Cause that, and it's something that's very, like, and what's nice is to see you guys just in, I'm excited to see what you do in August. And as you say, it was bittersweet with you breaking your leg. Mentally, does that affect, obviously there has an effect physically, but now you're back up at full speed. Does it ever cross your mind? No?
No, this leg injury for a normal person, they told, would have been out like 2.5 years. I was able to come back in 8 months because the regimen I did with normal people might do physical training, PT maybe, once, twice a week. I was doing it 5-6 times a week because I wanted to get back. And it's one of those things, like, mentally, it's hard to get back to where you were, because it's like, what if this breaks again? What if it does that? And like, being able to like gain your confidence back has been the hardest part of it. But I think I've been able to show people, like, I'm just as good as I ever was, and I'm only going to continue to get better and better and better and better and better the more I get out of my own head on this. Full leg reconstruction surgery. I didn't just break my ankle. I didn't just break my leg. My tibia and fibia snapped and were on top of each other. And my ankle was something called a trilateral shatteral break. It's where that ball socket on your ankle shatters into like 6, 7, 8 pieces. I'd have my leg completely reconstructed. And that's hard for anyone, but I just showed that's just our day in the office with the death machine.
That's it. And you're back. And as you say, you're getting better and better and better all the time. And you are on a busy schedule tonight. It's a media night ahead of Impact Emergence, which is fast approaching us. And we're going to do the big plug for that in a moment. Let's get your third match, though, Sammy, for your Desert Island. What was that? Your
third match? Some people might say the best match in TNA wrestling, Impact Wrestling history. AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Christopher Daniels. Three of my all-time favorites of all time. Three guys that I've been lucky enough to have as peers and to pick their brain through the years. But that match, for anyone to say that's not one of the greatest, not just Impact or TNA wrestling, man, one of the greatest matches of all time. And I don't understand. It does get praise, but it does not get the praise it deserves.
So where were you when you watched that for the first time?
I was with all my friends, my backyard wrestling clique, because we bought a ring when we were We thought it was a great idea. We bought a ring when we were freshmen and we would run shows at our old high school. We'd all get together every Wednesday at either my house or one of my friend's house. We got every Wednesday pay-per-view. And then the bigger pay-per-views were 9 times out of 10 at my house, because I had one of the biggest rooms out of everybody. But I remember every single person that was there when we watched that, because that changed the way we even looked at wrestling. Like, oh, that's what wrestling is. Like, that's what we would.
So when in your backyard wrestling ring, I've got to ask, who was the toughest opponent that you faced in that particular ring?
In the backyard, I think it's one of those things. I don't know so much toughest. I mean, I was pretty tough. I mean, look, tough. I played three characters.
Who was the toughest out of your three?
This character called Sabotage, which was a direct ripoff of Abyss and Kane at the time. We would just put a bunch of random stuff on me, a mask, and then just wrap duct tape everywhere. And I could barely move and I could barely walk. And I was a 320-pound fat kid trying to be a professional wrestler at the time.
Who's winning in a Monsters Ball between Sabotage, Solomon Crowe, Sammy Callahan, and Cannonball Sammy?
Steven Seagal. He's doing a run-in. He's karate kicking everybody.
That's the best possible answer. Of course, it's always Steven Seagal.
It's always. But the real cliffhanger, Steven Seagal comes out there, karate kick, karate kick, karate kick. Chuck Norris music hits. What's going to happen? We go off air right at that moment.
Oh, you leave us hanging.
The ones that want you, just make you want more.
Disgraceful behavior. Wrestling Revolver. It's yourself. It's the Switchblade Sunday Fun Bay on August 21st in Dayton, Ohio. Impact Emergence coming up on August the 12th. It's going to be a busy summer for Sammy Callahan. Where can people go to keep up with everything that you're up to at Impact Wrestling stuff?
You check me out on social media at the Sammy Callahan on Twitter, at Official Callahan on Instagram. You can check out the Wrestling Revolver on all social media platforms at PW Revolver or ProWrestlingRevolver.com. You check out Impact Wrestling online at Impact Wrestling on all social media, as well as www.impactwrestling.com on the website. Look at me. Great at pops. I got them all in there. I plugged them all.
10 on 10. And do me a favor, right? If you're listening to this and you happen to be a resident of Hartlepool, go to the Andy Capp statue, tweet Sammy Callahan a photo of you next to the Andy Capp statue. Do that.
If someone sends a picture of them with the statue, I'll get the statue tatted on me.
There you go.
Other than the actual cartoon character himself.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.